Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting 7th. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Charles. Hauser scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Davalillo moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Wagner steals third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brian for a passed ball. Gonzalez moves to third. Houser moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue fumbles the ball. That's an error on O'Donohue. Hinton goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Diego Seguí now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0. Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires over to first and Hinton drops the ball. That's an error on Hinton. Causey moves to third. Landis moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon juggles the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Causey scores. Landis moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Charles moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Landis moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Landis scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Green is hit by the pitch. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghi bunts towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luplau. The throw from Bryan and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Charles hits a fly ball towards right. Colavito catches it and throws to third to double up. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's Athletics, 7, Indians, 7. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Diego Segui. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Lee Stang. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is walked intentionally. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Don McMahon now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-4 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Charles bunts towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-4 in the game. Bryan is walked intentionally. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Don McMahon. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo is walked intentionally. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Spring now pitching. Rene Lachman pinch hits for John Wyatt. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-5 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Sheldon now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and three walks. He's got one RBI. Wagner is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-5 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Charles takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Charles steals second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Spring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spring hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 6 in the game. Campaneris bunts towards first. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. Sheldon moves to second. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 4 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Charles strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-6 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jack Spring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-6 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockwood moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and two walks. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-7 in the game, with a double. Salmon bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito is walked intentionally. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.